Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, y'all. Except for right now, y'all would not know that with the weather we've been having. It's been stormy and humid and gross. Like, really, I feel like I am back home in the South, y'all. This is killing me. It is killing me. This weather is like, I moved away from this humidity for a reason. I don't like it. I feel all like dank and hot and not happy and just swamp assified. I just hate it. Ain't no telling where this episode's gonna turn, y'all, either, because I might have started drinking when I got home from the workplace today, because I had to actually go to the workplace today. That's why today's episode is a little bit late. So if y'all are looking for a new one on Tuesday evening, sorry, y'all. I fucked up and had to go to work. They made me go in there this morning when I was planning on doing this shit, and then that next thing you know, I'm just saying is all. So then I came home, had a couple of drinks to unwind, which means I'm probably gonna say some shit I'll like probably think I shouldn't have said on the flip side, but fuck it. Right? This is a Hollywood Hick. I usually say shit I shouldn't anyway, so might as well keep on saying it. But aside from all that, y'all are listening to the Hollywood Hick here, me, Brent Paris, on the Hollywood Hick Network. This is not the Hollywood Hick Network. See, these episodes, when I get to drinking, are the danger ones, because you know halfway through, I'm going to have to pause and go refill this cocktail, so by the end of it, shit might get ugly. I'm just saying, because the more drunk I get, actually, tipsy. I don't plan on getting drunk. I plan on getting tipsy, get a little bit tipsy, but like it's like truth serum. I just start spouting off the truth, especially when I'm just sitting here talking to y'all all this time, you know? But whatever, it is not the Hollywood Hick Network. Y'all are listening to me, the Hollywood Hick, on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that, and you know what you get? All the fabulous programming as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7s, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. Now, usually, you get new ones on Tuesday evening. Fuck. See, drinking. Tuesday evening and Friday evening at 7 on West Coast time, 10 East Coast, blah, blah, blah. Figured out that's where we all been through this. But what I'm talking about is you should be hearing a new one, but you didn't. But it, like, hopefully come Wednesday morning, though, is when you'll hear a new one if you are like that, like, hell-bent. Otherwise, just download the fucking podcast off of the iTunes or the Crab Diving Network or the Stitcher. There's lots of places you can get it. But the only requirement is you got to give a brother and anybody else who is affiliated with his here Crab Diving Network 5 stars, or else you're just an asshole. You're like Donald Trump level of asshole. And I'm just saying that because I feel like I can. But, speaking of assholes, let's get into it. Oh, do I have any more particulars to get through? Twitter's at the H Wood Hick, Facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And then like you can like send me messages and things in, and I'll probably reply unless I'm like stuck in a room watching television all day working, because that's what I do to work, you know, is I like watch television all day and tell people what's wrong with it. Not like what's wrong with actual content, but like the business that goes on, like the video, the audio, the subtitles, all of that. If there's any inconsistencies are not right, I'm going to be taking a bunch of gaps out of this one, because, you know, normally when I take my water breaks, then I like just go back and take that hole out, you know, because I don't want y'all to have to wait on me to take a sip of water. But when I'm drinking, I notice I take a lot more sips. So it's going to be a lot more work on the flip side. Lord have mercy. We are not getting off to a good start. Okay, whatever. What I'm saying is, I have been caught up in this story. I don't know if y'all pay attention to this kind of thing. I pay attention to this kind of thing because it piqued my interest from the very beginning, because I saw the whole thing. Like, there is this website called Gawker. I love the website because it's like they actually report like legitimate news a lot of times, and a lot of the stupid shit that I care about, like pop culture stuff and celebrity things. But they also will hit on like some sort of hard hitting news ish sort of things, right? But it's always very snarky and told from a perspective that somebody like me, the Hollywood Hick, can appreciate, right? Like I appreciate some good snark and like sarcasm, and it's all good to me. I like, that's how I like things to happen, right? But so what had happened was, these Gawker people, there was like some dude, and I forget his name, they don't even say anymore, like they have like like hit him. They like put him in some bunker somewhere, and they're like, "Don't you say a fucking thing. You just shut up. You just sit here and hope this blows the hell over." But it's not. So what had happened was there's this Gawker website, right? And it's like a part of this thing called Kinja. I don't know if it got bought up, whatever. But it's a pretty big thing. There's like a whole bunch of different websites, like Gawker, Jezebel, Dead Something, Kotaku, like all these, like for different, like, and each little one is sort of pertains to its sort of like genre of whatever, like video games, sports, cars, like gossip, all that kind of stuff. Like Jezebel, I really like because they're snarky and tell like a good story, right? Well, what happened was these bitches are always getting up on their high horse and trying to take somebody down, right? And then what had happened was they put up a story that, and I read it because I look at the site every day, like a couple of few times a day, so that I can like be abreast of what's happening and report about it here on the Hollywood Hick program, so that we are little, at least a little bit current and talking about the going zone of the going zone, right? So I look at it all the time. Also, because as I said, I'm a fan of the site, so I look at it. And I see this thing coming, it's like, oh, they're like taking down, like they're outing somebody else. Now, and I have issues with outings, like when you want to out somebody as a homo. I am all for it. Like, I will say, I am all for it. If you are a politician and you have done things to not, like, help the cause, or if you've done other, like, anybody who has done things publicly to not help the cause, and then you end up being a hypocrite, asshole, bigot, motherfucker, bitch, and we have to call you out on the flip side. Like, you are opening yourself up to be called out, right? But if you're just a regular dude living your life, then leave them the fuck alone. Don't fucking, no matter if I'm like, have like a good job and all of that stuff, it's like, yeah, your job as a reporter is to not out people. And that's exactly what they did. Like, they basically were an accessory to blackmail by publishing this dude's story about this like gay hooker who this Condé Nast executive had like tried to hook up, married with children, dude, like whatever. And it's like, whatever, like that's between him and his wife, y'all, like whatever. But whatever, this whole story, like, I'm gonna take you through, because I've been following the whole thing and it's convoluted as hell. And like these editors and people, like the editors are fighting with the people who like actually run the business side. So it's like editorial versus business, right? And normally I am 100% on editorial side, and this time I can't. I just can't. Like, they are so fucking wrong. They are so wrong. So wrong. And I will explain to y'all, and it might take this whole fucking episode. I don't know. There's a couple other few stories I'm planning on talking about, but this one, I am so caught up in this story and just so enamored by it, and just like the idiocy and the people's freaking self-entitled assholery is more than I can handle. And they're actually, the editorial people are making me agree with management, which is something I hate. It's like almost as bad as like having to agree with like Dr. Phil, and we know how I feel about that. We have been through that before on multiple occasions. Thank the Jesus, or whoever you want to thank. But there's this website called Vox that I have recently discovered, which has probably been around for a while. I don't know. I've like been discovering a lot of websites because I just used to have my go-tos, and then now that I do this Hollywood Hick thing, I've like been like linking to other things. I'm like, oh, these people have a point of view that I am particularly fond of, so I'll like read it, but whatever. But these people over at this Vox website basically said, "The Gawker meltdown, comma, explained." And I was like, thank you, because these people, like these editors, have put these long, there's been resignations and pinger pointing. See, I should not drink liquor booze and do the Hollywood Hick program, but I'm doing it anyway. That's America, and that's what I'm doing. But basically, these people are pointing fingers everywhere, and basically it boils down to assholery, just complete and utter assholery. So what happened was, I'm just going to start this story at the beginning, and we're going to work our way through. Because, I mean, it even involves Hulk Hogan, y'all. This shit is fucking nuts, right? Which is, like way down the road, dude. So, like I'm teasing shit way too far. But that might keep you entertained. So you're going to sit here till the end so you can figure out why Hulk Hogan factors into this nonsense. But he does, big time, right? So what happened was, back in, like, 2014, which is last year. I like how they say in 2014 instead of last year, just a little while ago. There's this, like, political magazine called The New Republic that just self-destructed, and these Gawker people were all over it, right? And they were like pointing fingers about how y'all are doing this and this and that, and you're blah blah blah, and just saying how we're better than you, and all these people ran and like all these people quit because of like editorial shit, and we don't need to get into that because that's just boring. But what it basically happened was, so basically the reason I'm saying that, and I'm just trying to like save like 5 minutes of fucking me talking, which I'm probably gonna undo right now because I'm gonna like backtrack, but basically they love calling people out on their bullshit, and now all of a sudden they're getting called out on their bullshit, and they do not, ooh, you want to talk about somebody who can dish some shit out and can't take it, hoo-wee, Gawker editorial, like the big wigs, whatever the big ones are called, I don't know, the ones like the ones in charge. But basically what happened was Gawker outed a married man who was not a public figure. Like there was no reason to do it other than to help abate a gay porn star who is also a escort and was hooking on the side. Like basically they were helping a hooker blackmail an executive is basically what this boiled down to. This is the dude's name. I was wondering earlier, Jordan C. Simon. I knew it was Jordan something. Jordan Sargent published screenshots and several text messages. Now, I read this. It's been taken down. You can't, like, I can't go back and reread it. Like, I should have screenshotted it. Even when I was reading it, I was like, this shit can't stay up forever. Like, and it's like, it's really hard to prove. Like, they're saying it's true, but whatever. And it probably is true, to be honest. But at the same time, it should never have been put up. Just should never, 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 never been put up. But this Jordan Sargent who published screenshots of a bunch of text messages between this hooker and this dude who's a Condé Nast, executive in like the financial part, like the part that doesn't involve me, it's just the financial shit. He's like an accountant, the glorified fucking accountant, right? Like whatever, living his life, whatever. He might be doing some untoward shit on the side to his wife, but that is not our business. That's what I'm saying. But and the other thing was originally, and I'm about to tell this dude's name, the fucking hooker that did this, because now he's been outed as who he is. But when the article was originally published, this is what I thought was so backwards, was they told the name of the executive, and they did not, who I ain't gonna say his name unless I slip up. I'm gonna try not to say his name, even though it's already everywhere. And if you want to find it, you can find it anywhere, any hot second, just Google that shit. But I ain't gonna say it because out of respect, I'm gonna try not to, and I'm not so sure I'll succeed. It's like when I try to like not judge every day. Obviously, I'm judging right now, so Dolly would be like, Brent, but I can't, right? I just can't. But whatever, this hooker, also porn star, and like just generally not a good person as far as I'm concerned. If you do this shit, you are not a good person, okay? Dude didn't really fucking know the shitstorm he was about to ignite, which is kind of funny. But this dude, I think his porno name is Brody Sinclair, or it might be Derek Truitt. But it says, here it says, the exchange between executive and porn star Brody Sinclair. I guess Brody Sinclair must be his real name or his porn name, because both his names sound like they could be porn names. Or his real name is Leif Derek Truitt. But either one could be a porn name. But I go with Brody Sinclair as the porn name. And I ain't going to Google that because I don't want to fucking give him one more hit than is necessary. But these messages, according to this, contained discussions of payment and the logistics of a meeting, which it did. The whole thing, like $2,500 to meet at a hotel in Chicago. Dude should have kept it on the down low. Showed up, he was getting like first class airfare there. $2,500 to go over there, suck dick, maybe take it up the ass, maybe put it up the ass. He didn't know what he was getting into. He just was like a freaking dude who wanted to like had a lot of money and was like, hey, I want to give you a little bit of it, but all I need is a piece of your ass. And honestly, the Hollywood hick is not opposed to that. Like, I wish prostitution was legal in this country. It would solve a lot of problems. You could regulate it a little bit. You don't have so many people running around with all these horrible diseases and nonsense and untowardness. But what I'm also saying is this dude's an asshole, and the dude who reported it is an asshole. So it goes on this whole thing. It's like, but basically what it boiled down to, it's like the porn star dude, this Brody Sinclair, didn't know, right, y'all? He did not know that who this guy was. And then he sort of like put all the pieces together based on the information given in the text, figured out who the guy was, realized this guy had like a brother who was involved in politics somehow and like connected, like not even really well, but like somehow had like an avenue into like political shit, like White House shit, whatever. But he wanted like them to like fix some housing dispute he had, which is complete. You are a hooker, Brody. Or Leif, Derek, whatever your fucking name is, you are a hooker. Your job is to supply ass, okay? Your job is not to freaking then have this dude help you out. You know what? If you throw him some serious ass where he like wants to keep coming back for more, that's when you try this shit. Why are you trying it right off the bat? That's where you fucked up. Like, you ended up fucking up your life, this dude's life, this whole website and everything. All these people end up quitting and resigning all this shit over because you are a freaking self-entitled, crazy-ass homo hooker and set all this shit in motion because you just gotta, you couldn't go in there, get your freaking $2,500 and a good time and probably a good dinner and with like, which looks like a relatively attractive and like probably semi-normal dude who would have been like nothing for you to like for a night. You would have had a complete, you would have paid your rent for 2 months. Like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Basically, what happened in publishing the story, this thing goes on this Fox site, right? In publishing the story, Gawker played into Truett's game of blackmail. So that must be his real name, Leif Derek Truett. So Brody Sinclair is the hooker porno name, and Leif Derek Truett is his real name, which could also be a freaking porno name. Leif Derek. That almost sounds like Leif Garrett. And you know what a mess that fool turned out to be? He was even on an episode of Wonder Woman back when he was young and kind of cute and doing his like little pop star stuff. And then, next thing you know, heroin and meth, freaking cautionary tale right there, Leif Garrett. I digress. But it basically says several journalists and media outlets quickly expressed outrage and disgust in response because it was horrible. Like, there was nothing to be gained from this story other than sensationalism and clickbait and all of that kind of stuff that people are like, luckily, the outrage, like, no comment. And I spent hours reading the comments, and I should go through and save some of the best ones, but people were mostly just, it was just mostly outrage. Just people going like, how can you think that it's okay to do this? Because what happened was, blah, blah, blah. These people, everybody was saying, everybody from every, and all the people they were calling bullshit on earlier were super calling bullshit, right? So what had happened was, in an interest to move this story along, after a whole bunch of stuff, like I literally went from some dude named Max Reed, and he was like, given the chance, Gawker will always report on married C-suite executives of major media companies fucking around on their wives. Like, no matter what, they will. Well, less than 24 hours after the story was published, the dude who freaking owns the thing, this, I think his name's Neil Denton. It just says Denton here, but I think it's Neil Denton, announced it is being removed. He was like, no, taking this shit down. He's like, this was a decision I made as founder and publisher. And like, this is the thing, is I kind of have to support him in this because their judgment was so bad. It's like, you just don't do that. There's just, I will forever support, like, you out the bad ones. You, like, if this dude's just like trying to get a little freaking dick on the side, maybe he's bisexual. Maybe him and his wife had an understanding that they didn't want the rest of the world to be privy to, that he was able to go get a little dick on the side and everything's kosher because he's a freaking very well off executive for a very large company. They probably have a very, very nice life, and she's like, fine, go suck a dick on occasion, go over there and put your dick in the ass, because you know what, I will go with my ladies and have like a salad. Or maybe she's the same, and maybe she's like, hey, I'm gonna go over here and like tap me some pussy real quick, and then we'll meet for dinner. That's like, some people live that way, and they should be allowed. It's none of our fucking business unless they're doing something to hurt others or cause freaking untoward nonsense. We should just live and let live. I do not understand why people cannot grasp that concept. It is so out there to me that there are so many people who just can't live and let live and just say, hey, you know what? What that dude's into may not be what I'm into, or that chick's doing things that I probably wouldn't do myself, but I support her for doing it. Like, go, sister, live your life. Brother, have fun. Why do we have to, like, in like, why do I have to attune my life to your moral compass? I don't understand that way of thinking. Like, I don't understand why you think that you own the moral compass, or like, you, I'm like, there's people who think that they own the moral compass for the freaking country, the world. Like, we should all just be exactly like them, like just these little children in the corner, these like freaking people, just zombie people who just do what we're told. And it's like, no, people have freaking lives and like minds and want to like not be told what to do. I'm just saying it's all. But so what had happened, this is the thing, I'm gonna get back to the story. He said, basically, this guy said it was a decision I made as founder and publisher, guardian of the company mission, and the majority supported me in that decision. I was ashamed to have my name on and Gawker's associated with the story on the private life of a closeted gay man who some felt had done nothing to warrant the attention, which is 100% true. Dude didn't do anything to warrant the attention. He just wanted to get a little freaking porno star dick. Like, wherever he lives, it maybe not be as easy to get porno star dick. If I want porno star dick, I know right where to go looking for it because a lot of them hang out right here in Hollywood or close enough in West Hollywood or Silver Lake or any place right around here. I can find porno dick way easier here than that dude could find porno dick out there. So maybe he needs to resort to other things. It's like we are all making assumptions about this dude's life that we don't need to be making because he wasn't hurting anybody. That's what people don't understand. All right. So basically what happened was that basically meant Gawker's management team and not the editor team decided to delete the story. Well, guess who got all kind of mother trucking butt mother trucking hurt? Like serious butt hurt. No, and the thing is that I don't understand, and we'll go through this, and it'll hopefully make sense unless I go off on 1,000 tangents. But what the thing is that I don't understand is like so many of them agree that it was so wrong to do this in the first place, but how dare you tell us to take it down? Like I don't. I guess it's his age catching up with me. It's like, don't let the youthful dewy glow of this raspy voice deceive you. I'm just saying. It's because I'm starting to get over. It's like, no, at some point, an adult has to fucking step in and say no. Because you know what? Oprah says it's okay to say no. And apparently, so many people listen to Oprah, that means it's true. Okay. Dolly Parton would probably tell you it's okay to say no. She said no to Elvis Presley when he wanted to sing I Will Always Love You but wanted half the publishing. And you know what she said? No. How did that shit turn out? Pretty freaking good. Praise Dolly. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but whatever. Let's get back to the story. According to this Vox article, right, it says, at most news organizations, the way retractions typically work is that you see an editor's note explaining why a post had been changed or deleted, usually for editorial reasons, like the post didn't end up not passing scrutiny, or legal ones, like a court order demanded the shit down, that kind of stuff. But that's not what happened over at the Gawker, because after Denton announced that the story would be removed from the site, the Gawker media editorial staff responded with a post saying that the original story was taken down against their wishes. And you know what? Fuck you, Gawker editorial staff, because you're all freaking mouth-breathing, self-entitled, bitch-ass morons who needed to be freaking spanked. That's what happened. You needed to have your pants pulled down and somebody spank your bare ass and tell you no. You crossed the line, because that's what we do to children. And when you start acting like children, which is what they pretty much done, because all they did is whine and cry and say you didn't do this and do that. If you're not gonna play my game, then I'm going home. Well, you know what? Fuck you. The dude who pulled the purse strings and the dude who started this shit was like, I let y'all get away with a lot of stuff. And he has. If you read through the whole thing, it's like he has allowed a lot of stuff. But he's also trying to he has fucking people to answer to. That's what we all forget. As creative people, I do it myself sometimes. But these dudes also have people to answer to. You realize that. You're not the only one who's out there butt hurt with your freaking ass in prolapse because you're so fucking upset. Fuck you. It's like ridiculous. So basically, it's like media organizations just latched onto it, of course, because they were like, hello, hypocrite. Hello, kettle. This is pot sort of shit. You know, it's like dish it out, can't take it. They got all butt hurt. But the editorial staff put out this whole thing. And I read the whole thing, and it is not worth reading. It really is. It just made me angry. And if you read the comments underneath it, too, I was not the only one. There was no one supporting them that did not work there. I'm just saying is all. It was indefensible. The whole thing was indefensible. I wish I could have read from the thing and showed it to you, but it's gone. And I'm like, maybe I could find it if I tried really hard. But that would require effort. And really, the only thing I want to point effort into right now is getting through this story and finishing this cocktail, right? So, but basically what they said was like, this is a part of it where they said, today's unprecedented breach of the firewall in which business executives deleted an editorial post over the objections of the entire executive editorial staff demonstrated exactly why we seek greater protection. Hold on, I need to pause so I can roll my eyeballs at this shit. The greater, they want to unionize is basically what it boils down to. And it's like, I get it. If you want to join a, or start a union, fine. You normaray that shit as hard as you want to. But they said that our opinions on the post are not unanimous, but we are united. This is the part that fucking pisses me off. Basically what they're saying is, we know this was a bullshit, horrible, awful story that did something horrible to somebody who did not deserve it. But at the same time, fuck it. That's basically what it says. It says this, they added, our opinions on the post are not unanimous, but we are united in objecting to editorial decisions being made by a majority of non-editorial managers. The parents had to step in. Dumb shit. Do you not get that? Like, can you not pull your head out of your ass? I was going to say sand, and I just went right to ass because I don't even feel like I need to be polite anymore. You are acting like children. You did a bad thing. You apologize and move on. You do not leave it up and just sit there and rub somebody's face in it. It's not what you do. Everybody except for your little clique that you all work together and you're all freaking on the same, like if you all go, it's like either you one go down or you all go down. It's like, I don't get it. But basically, disagreements about editorial judgment are matters to be resolved by editorial employees. No, they're not, because obviously you are not equipped to make that decision. And obviously, the executive editorial staff is not equipped to make that decision, because according to their own admission, they allowed it to be posted without really going in and fact checking anything very much. So it's like, fuck you. So people were all rubbed the wrong way, like, because it's like what I was saying, it's like this whole thing, it's like Gawker, but then there's like all of these offshoots, like a tree, you know, it's like all these offshoots. So all the people who sort of work there, blah, 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 they're all trying to, like, anybody who sort of is tied to being an editor there or so-called editor, because they're all sitting at their fucking, they're doing like what I'm doing right now, sitting in my freaking Florida room, except for I am enjoying a Florida room, and they're probably sitting in some dank ass apartment in front of a computer. Fuck those bitches. And it's like, so whatever. But so basically what happened was, because this shit's just going on forever, like, I don't even know where I'm at in the program. Oh, we're not that bad. So basically what happened, then the top two editors quit in a huff, all upset. I will not bore you with their whole resignations, because it was boring and unnecessary. Well, I guess whatever, they felt it was necessary. But the thing is, like, they're all like, you didn't include me in the, like, no, I did not include you in the removal meeting. No, you did not get included. What is this dude's name? Craggs. Somebody Craggs. I don't even want to, like, remember his first name, because these people are so freaking self-entitled and indulgent and just don't get it. Like, and more times than not, I would completely support their journalistic sort of integrity, and but the story has no merit other than to help a blackmailer. That's what they don't seem to understand. Like, none of them get that they basically aided and abetted a blackmailer. That's what you did. I can even buy that you did not sort of like put two and two together going into it. You're like, oh, we didn't look at it that way going into it. But in retrospect, after all of the backlash and all of the vitriol and hatred and just untowardness being exposed, and then say, we made a mistake. But they didn't, they wouldn't do it. So the freaking dude who started the whole thing had to jump in and say, like, yo, you know what? I am pulling my executive powers right now, and I'm going to veto the shit out of you motherfuckers. But then this one Craig dude, whatever, I forget his first name, he said, no one told me the vote was actually happening, by the way. You know what? They did not tell you, because they didn't want to have to listen to your fucking ass whimper and whine and try to justify the unjustifiable, you dumb shit. Like, why you can't wrap, like, I am nobody and I can wrap my brain around this shit. Why you can't is beyond me. But he's like, it just happened while I was on a plane to California. Good, because they probably knew you were on a plane to California, and they were like, good, we can get something done without this jackass fucking chiming in. No one in editorial was informed that Nick had reached out what he now calls the point of last resort. Like, y'all didn't give him much choice, dude. It was, no, y'all, you made a bad decision. Own it. No one had explained what other resorts had been tried and failed in the last 24 hours between publication and takedown. The final count was 4-2. And he's like, this Heather girl was on my side. You know what? Heather, you're a fucking cunt. okay? I don't use that word very often, but I'm using it right now because you're a fucking cunt, okay? Only that you're the reason why that word exists, because you don't even understand why this is so wrong. That's what's so funny. And as it's like these people, it's like you're like a woman who defends Cosby. That's how I fucking feel about you right now. I hate you. Blah, blah, blah. He said, the message was immediately broadcast to the company and its readers that the responsibility Nick had vested in the executive editors is in fact meaningless. No, he actually gave you the responsibility. You completely failed. Do you not get that, dude? Craig, you failed. You failed miserably. You failed miserably. Own your fucking failures, dude. Learn from them and move on. But you don't want to do that. You're just like, eh. They took away my editorial power. Fuck you. You know what you did to this dude? You took away his life. How about you go answer to that shit instead of sitting here running around butt hurting with your fucking ass and prolapse dragging on the ground behind you because you're a fucking asshole, okay? The more I get into this story, the more it makes me angry. I hate these kind of people. Hate them. I fucking hate them. So he's like, blah, 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 it's all over, like, manager partners, fear, and money, caucus. Like, you know what? Because you know what? If they don't have that fear, you don't have a job. That's, I was like, I've had to resign myself to that as well. But it's like, fuck you. No, if they can't keep the money coming in, you don't have editorial shit, dumb fuck. Do you not get that? Honestly, you need to go because you are way dumber than anybody I ever thought would have got to the position that you were, like, as an executive editor at something like Gawker, because it's a pretty big fucking website. And they have, like, a pick of people who are, like, snarky and want to be just like you. Like, how this... But he kept going on even more. He's like, ultimately, my decision is about the process by which this happened. If the partnership had not conducted some kind of utterly opaque backroom vote to delete it, if we had simply posted Nick's note, as much as I disagreed with and disliked it, I think this Monday would have been different. Like, he's basically saying when he came the Monday, he wouldn't have had to, like, resign. But basically, honestly, if they hadn't resigned, there would have been a lot of mother truckers out there asking for this dude to be fired. Because, you, obviously, Craig, whatever your first name is, I didn't even commit it to memory because you're such an insufferable prick. Craig, dude. How can you be so dense? I don't get it. It's like I go angry and then I start giggling because it's just so absurd and horrible that he thinks this is okay. That's the thing. He thinks this is okay. He's like, we should have just left it up and had an open discussion. We're having an open discussion. Everybody is talking about it without it being up. Because you know what you can't defend is that fucking article that's up there. Like, nobody is jumping to your defense other than the people that you work with. None of them, because they all have an emoticum of culpability too, because they didn't speak up when they should have spoke up. It's like, that's the thing. Like, we didn't like it, but it's the editorial process. No, fuck you. Lois Lane wouldn't have done that shit. She would have been like, y'all are fucking bullshit. She would have fucking spoke up and hollered. She certainly wouldn't have. Fucking, what was that other newspaper? No, that was news, whatever. I was thinking of Faye Dunaway in that news movie that she was in. What was it? I forget. But Faye Dunaway, you don't fuck with that bitch. She will yell at you. Because, you know, one time I yelled at Faye Dunaway. I got her to give me a mommy dearest look over her shoulder. This was years ago. She was in a little itty bitty convertible Mercedes, and it was Homo Pride Sunday, and I had gone to get bagels for all the homos that were going to show up at my house before we walked over, because I lived closer to the parade back then, and we were going to walk over, and I was like, I was going to make them all eat a bagel so they had something in their stomach before we started drinking. See what a nice and thoughtful person I am. And on the way home from the fancy bagel store, Faye Dunaway cuts me off, like, from all the way on the right, cuts me off, does a big giant U-turn in front of me. I almost ran into her, and I honked the horn, and I was like yelling. And sorry, ladies, but this is exactly what I yelled. I yelled, women can't drive. And in the middle of yelling my drive all along, I realized who had just cut me off, and I finished it with Faye Dunaway. And that's the point when I got her to give me a mommy dearest look over her shoulder, and it is one of the proudest moments of my entire life. I'm telling you, for real, I got Faye Dunaway to give me a mommy dearest look driving down Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, I don't know, back late 90s, something like that. But, okay, so whatever. Keep going with this story, because I'm pretty much probably going to just talk about this the whole fucking episode today. Sorry, y'all, but it's interesting, right? At least I think it's interesting. And I go off on tangents, so I'm keeping y'all entertained, aren't I? No, shut up. Don't question your entertainment level, Hick. I'm getting drunk. I'm talking to myself while I'm talking to y'all. This ain't cute. All right, so basically, all right, back to the story. it's basically the next headline is outing a closeted man whom no one really who fuck. Okay, we're gonna try that again. It's outing a closeted man whom no one really know. Take three. It's outing a closeted man whom no one knows really the hill gawker wants to die on. What the fuck is oh, it's outing a closeted man whom no one knows really the hill, like the, there is a comma missing, or at least in my brain, a comma is missing. Really, the hill that goes, like, really, like, do they want to die on this hill? Like, I think this is the part where, okay. But basically, for the most part, everybody's like, no, we cannot go down for this shit, because he can sue you for so much shit. I've read so many things, like, retorts from lawyers and stuff. It was like, even if it is true, the way they went about it was so wrong. Like, they could still be sued, like, for a shit ton of money. Like, it's, like, ridiculous, right? But basically what it says is, for the most part, no, this is not where they want to die. Of course, this isn't where they want to go down, because Hogan might take him down. But while some Gawker editors and writers relentlessly defend the outing story, it seems increasingly like the fracture point rather than the root of Gawker's problems. It really is. Like, I hope this doesn't take down the set, because I really enjoyed it. And if it becomes all some, like, boring, just freaking benign, generic site, I'm going to be all pissed, right? But going by Craggs and Reed, those are the two that, like, that resigned, but they were like the executive editors who should have resigned, honestly. And if they didn't resign, they should have been fucking fired, because they did not have the wherewithal to say no. They should have just said, no, dude, you're freaking aiding and abetting a blackmailer. This is bullshit. Complete and utter bullshit. Just for your sensationalist, because homo shit is really popular right now because of this whole freaking Supreme Court shit. And really, this is like the last time you should be propagating this kind of stuff, because all it does is fuel these freaking right-wing people, which hopefully we're going to get to that, because I do have a clip of my friend Mr. Pat Robertson, who has finally chimed in on this homo marriage thing, and of course he goes right where you think he's going to go, and we'll play that towards the end, just because, like, we might, like, just, like, play you out with, like, Pat Robertson, like, making us just want to, like, freaking drown him in a toilet, basically. But basically, this is going by Craggs and Reed's accounts of what happened. Gawker Media wants its content to be appealing to advertisers, and the company's management is strangling and tempering its editorial coverage to get to that point. Well, they're also trying to keep you employed. You have to remember that, dumb shit. There's a fear among some editorial staffers that Gawker is selling out and abandoning the fearlessness that has long been known for. Like, okay, I can understand that fear, but I read the site every day. They are reporting on, and very snarky, a lot of shit that other people don't. So you still got a little bit in that. Like, don't just sit there. It's like the freaking, they're all Chicken Little in it. These editorial people, I can't, it's like just such babies just crying and whining. And it's like, ugh. And they, whatever. But basically, what it's basically saying, it's like they freaking basically used to bust the balls of all these other ones that sort of like homogenize everything, and now they're getting a taste of their own medicine, and guess who doesn't like it? And guess who? The Hollywood Hick has gone on record many times saying, I hate these motherfuckers. Own your shit. Own your shit. Like, I've said some dumb shit in my life, and I'm like, you saying, yeah, I said it. I don't think that way no more. Or, yeah, maybe I still do. And I may not be right, but it's like, I don't mean I can't think it. I think it every day when I'm driving. I'm not kidding. Every day when I'm driving, I like if somebody cuts me off or does something I don't like, I'm going to die, because I'm going to be trying to get beside them so I can stink at them through the window while I like stereotype them. It's what I do. It's like, it's not, I did it on the way home from the workplace today. I was like, oh my God. And of course I was right with the stereotype. That's what kills me. I'm getting really good at this, and it's really scary, and it's not a good skill. It's not a good skill. But basically, but blah, blah, blah. What if everybody's pissed off? These people are pissed off. They whatever. But it's like the media is like, why does the media care so much? We've been going through this, right? I don't know. I've probably talked about it, haven't talked about it. I don't know. But it's like there's a whole bunch, because Gawker is a successful media organization. Stories about editorial ethics are generally of interest to reporters, and journalists are naturally nosy. Ergo, a lot of the chatter about Gawker is being driven by its peers in the media. Of course, because you can't sit there and point the finger at other people and then all of a sudden do the same thing. Granted, you forced the hand of management. Like, that's what I don't think the freaking dudes in editorial understand. You forced their hand. You put up something indefensible, completely indefensible, and force their hand and then want to play like little butthurt bitches about it on the flip side with your freaking asshole and prolapse dragging on the ground behind you. And you just can't do that. And it's just not how that shit works. Like, there's some dude named Ryan Lizza. I don't know who he works for, whatever. He's like, most self-righteous load of bullshit I've ever read from a media person is from Tommy Craggs. That's his name. Craggs, dude. I couldn't remember his name. Here it is. Tommy Craggs. He's like, decency or intellectual wherewithal. Like, exactly. It's like, no, you can't. It's horribly, like, everything about it is so self-entitled and self-righteous. Like, this, it's like, he is so right. But basically, this guy who says this or did this article said he'd be naive to say that there is also a degree of schadenfreude. I love that word. Or rubbernecking, because historically, whatever I just said, like, Gawkersites have always pointed the finger at other people, and now they're getting a taste of their own medicine. But this is the part that's interesting, right? Well, not the whole thing is interesting to me, but what basically how Hulk Hogan factors into this, because, you know, Hulk Hogan is suing the shit out of Gawker right now, y'all. He is suing the freaking britches pants off of Gawker on account of they're the ones who put up his sexy tape with that Bubba the Love Sponge wife back a couple of years ago, where he was like in some canopy bed. It's like this black and white grainy footage that I honestly do not go look it up and try to look at it, because you will want to like scratch your eyeballs out. It's not sexy. And like, he tried to purport he had like all of this sexual prowess, and I think that's why he's so pissed, is because that video was like, oh my god, you are so not sexy or good. It's like, oh my god, your fame has brought you more pussy than it should have. That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. But basically what it says is, while Gawker's editorial upheavals, see the way these people talk, I can't read this shit when I start drinking the liquor booze. All right, we're gonna start over. Take two. While Gawker's editorial upheaval spins, the site is facing another problem. Gawker Media is currently involved in a heated $100 million legal battle with wrestler Hulk Hogan for publishing a sex tape featuring the legendary WWF star. If Gawker loses the lawsuit, it could force Denton to sell the company. See? And he's like, knows this is looming. And then they post this thing that's equally as damning, and people are pissed about it. Like, people were like, I encourage you to go read a comment over there. Like, you find one of the links to one of their resignation letters, or they're like, we're butthurt responses. But whatever. But it says the lawsuit is weighing on managing partners' minds. Denton specifically mentioned the Hogan lawsuit in his memo to the staff, stating that he didn't want the outing post attached to Gawker's name while they were headed into a trial about violating someone's privacy. Right? Because you don't want that. Like, you've got to also understand that there's a bigger picture. We're editorial, and we're going to do what we want. We're children. You're not going to play my game, then I'm going home. Then fuck you. Go home. I did it when I was a kid, and you know how it worked out for me? I went home and was bored all by myself instead of playing with my friends. So, yeah, keep playing that game, you dumb fucking Tommy Craig and your other friend, what, I forget your name. See, you're so, like, I can't even remember you. Whatever, I don't remember anybody's name. That's why I sweetie and darling my way through everything. I wish when I hosted a comedy show, I could just sweetie and darling everybody up to the stage, because I stress about saying people's names wrong, and then I say them wrong because I'm stressing about it instead of just being chill and just doing it. Whatever, different story. Basically, what Denton wrote, he said, the choice was a cruel one, a management override that would likely cause a beloved editorial leader to resign on principle, or a story that was pure poison to our reputation just as we go into the Hogan trial. Like, see, he's being level-headed. You get that, Craggs? He knew you were going to resign. He didn't want to make this decision. But guess who forced his hand? Your dumb, self-entitled bitch ass who thinks that because you wrote it, it should just live in perpetuity, whatever that word is, perpetuity, like forever. No, it should not. It does not have to if what you're doing is shameful and what you did was shameful, because you own the responsibility in that, because that Jordan dude wrote it, but you let it get up there. That was your job to filter it out. And guess who failed? Miserably. Miserably. Gawker's real problem isn't the tension between its business and editorial interests. It's a question of the site's future identity, which it really is. It was like, basically, they're all pointing fingers. They're all doing all of this stupid nonsense. Hulk Hogan factors into it, which cracks myself up. And but basically, they're all like, yeah, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Fuck all y'all. But basically, this Denton fella held a big old meeting on Monday and was like, where he admitted that the Gawker's outing of the Con and Nast together was embarrassing and a complete misstep, explained that Gawker's writers were adhering to a maximalist interpretation of editorial freedom instead of treating journalism like a privilege or a responsibility. You get that? That is a very well put part of it right there. It just because, yeah, it is a privilege and a responsibility. It's like driving. Driving is a privilege. It is not a right. You can have it took away. Trust a brother. You can have that shit took away. He's also, this is the very, very worst version of the company. He said, this is not the company I built. I can't think of a single instance of an outing that was as egregious and poorly handled as this one. And that is the truth. So fuck all y'all for freaking trying to, like, fuck you Crags and Reeds. They're like, he's like, in response to Crags and Reeds' resignations, as well as Gawker Media's decision to pull the post, the website went dark for a while, which pissed me off because I was trying to like get some stories and I couldn't. So fuck you. But then Dent held a meeting with editorial staff on Tuesday, which is like this morning. Y'all be hearing this tomorrow, but whatever. And then there's some chick named Leah Finnegan. I'm guessing with Finnegan with two N's in a row. Leah, F-I-N-N-E-G-A-N, unpronounced on last name, Finnegan, whatever. I would fire her fucking ass because she live tweeted it. And I'm not going to bore y'all with all of them because I'm sick of talking about this myself. But it's just 30, 40 tweets of her just being a condescending cunt is basically what it boils down to. Who doesn't understand that just because you work in editorial does not give you carte blanche to do whatever the fuck you want. It's like 50 of them. Like, she just goes on and on and on and on and on. Like, it's like, whatever. Like, I would fire her ass. I would be like, you know what? Go. Don't let that door. If it's so freaking horrible, don't let this door hit you in the ass because I want it to hit you hard. Because actually, I'm going to be on the other side of it, kicking it to make sure you fly out into the fucking curb, because that's how I would roll. So whatever, this shit, I've just been so caught up in this story, so sorry. I spent like freaking most of this whole episode talking about this shit. Really, I'm not gonna apologize because it's interesting. Like, it draws the light. It's like, where does the line of responsibility land? Apparently editorial says it should have landed with them, but they completely dropped the ball. And then manager was like, that means we have to step in. But then, like, it's like a double-edged sword for them, because then if they do step in, then all of these fuckers are down there butt hurting, prolapse, dragging on the ground. But if they don't step in, then people who actually pay them money are going to be like, fuck you, and then leave. And then where are all these people who are butt hurt when they have no jobs? Like, it's a fucked up world, but it's the world we live in, and you got to figure out a way to work with it. That's all I am saying on that shit. But just to like make light. Oh, actually, okay, whatever. Just because I'm on a freaking roll, like all of my rainbow sparkles and Dolly Parton feelings have been ate up by my freaking Gawker tirade, which isn't really a tirade. But just quick update on the Bill Cosby-ness of the world, because you know, like he has no credibility left at all whatsoever. But to just add insult to injury, he is now like, because you know, all these depositions come out, basically he's busted. He's filed court papers on Tuesday calling for sanctions against a woman accusing him of sexual assault, saying she breached the confidentiality agreement and legal protocol in the public release of his full deposition from a 10-year-old civil case, where that's information that the freaking New York Times found on like some database that was just like whatever. It's like it was like time for it to be out again, and it was just there. So he's like, why? At what point does that motherfucker just shut up and go hide for a while? Just shut up and go hide away, far, 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 far away. I'm just saying is all. All right. Oh, so I was going to play y'all this. How much time we got left here? Oh, we got plenty of time. We got 5 or 6 minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program. Maybe more after I take all the drinking gaps out. I was looking on the internet, of course, like I always do. And of course, something, because I look at stuff all the time, this little thing, window popped up on the side. And it was like, you got to listen to this nonsense from our friend Pat Robertson over at the 700 Club. Now, I usually don't try to get too political. I get political all the time. I try not to, but whatever. I try to keep it light, but sometimes this shit just riles a brother up and you just got to go with it, right? But Pat Robertson, again, finally comes out and starts talking about his, like, take on this whole, like, Supreme Court saying that, like, gay marriage is good, which is not actually gay marriage. That's the other thing I take issue with. It is not gay marriage. It's marriage. Just means two men can get married, two ladies can get married, the two people who are consenting adults. Do you hear that word? There's a word that I used just now that I don't think you understand, Pat Robertson, and we'll talk about it on the flip side of this little clip I'm going to play. But consenting adults should be able to do whatever the fuck they want. That's basically what that boils down to. But listen to his. This is because he went from, like, abortion into the, like, he's just all over the place. He's all, because also, like, people like him with this, I'm just going to ask the question and I'm going to shut up and play the clip. But all these people against abortion, I don't hear one word out of their mouth what we're supposed to do with all these children on the flip side. Once they only care when they're unborn. Once they're born, they don't give a shit anymore. Like, you don't hear nothing about, like, what are we going to do about that? Because that would be scary. If you haven't paid any attention, this planet is pretty much overpopulated as it is, and we're ruining it as we speak. But okay, this is Mr. Pat Robertson explaining to y'all how the Supreme Court has done brought this world to a worse place because of this shit that he's talking about. Like, he's a whole bunch of reasons that he's going to explain to you that can all be fixed by the word consent. Okay, so want to hear it? Here it go.
Well, we have this confusion. The Supreme Court has ruled on so many things, and they've messed things up because they haven't allowed the reason or the our collective consciousness to play, but they've come up with these strange rules. Same thing about separation of church and state, etc. So, you know, it's hypocrisy, yes. And you watch what's going to happen now. They've just said, they said abortion is a constitutional right. They have said homosexuality is a constitutional right. They've said now homosexual marriage is a constitutional right. Watch what happens. Love affairs between men and animals going to be absolutely prohibited. I mean, permitted. Polygamy without question is going to be permitted, and it will be called a right. And you more and more and more, they're going to break down the barriers.
There have been groups that have been trying to push that for a long time.
Well, they're going to succeed now because the, you know, intellectually you can't get around these Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah.
And intellectually, you can't even make a point, Pat Robertson. You cannot even, and then it's like, he's like, love affairs between people and freaking critters or whatever he's saying will be prohibited. Like, you had to stop yourself from saying prohibited because you knew it would be prohibited. See, that's where that word I was talking about, and I've said it before and I will say it a million times, consent comes in. Critters cannot consent. Children cannot consent. Adults can consent. You get that? It's like whatever, you're all upset about, is abortion a constitutional right? No, it's a constitutional right for me to make decisions for myself, whatever those decisions are. You do not get to be a part of that decision for me as long as that decision does not directly harm you. Okay. Being a homo is not a choice. Trust me. If homo was a choice, I would have chose baseball. Okay. Because it would be way better to be good at baseball than to be good at sucking dick. Okay. That's just how that shit works. Right. And you want to call this like gay marriage? No, it's not gay marriage. It is marriage between two consenting adults who love each other and want the same things that you want, just in a slightly different way. Why? It drives me utterly and completely out of my head. How does it, like, and then that woman chiming in, I can't even remember her name, and she's like an ex, like, beauty queen. Like, she was like in the 50s, she was like a Miss America or something, which of course she was a Miss America from the 50s. But this mouth breathing moron, bitch ass bitch, like, and the children, they're gonna be trying to marry children. No. What makes you think it's okay to say that? Like, it's the same thing as this freaking Gawker thing. It's like, you are just perpetuating this myth in hopes that it will support your cause to an extent that is just damaging to other people. And at what point do you realize that? At what point do you realize that that Jesus that you purport to love so much would not behave the way that you behave and be on TV saying the things that you say? No, it would not happen. It would not happen ever in any lifetime, in any way, in any shape, in any fashion, any form, anything. He would not have done that because I went to church growing up. I chose as an adult to not go to church because I can't back that sort of mentality. I can have a spirituality to myself, but I will have my own spirituality and I will not have the spirituality that you trick and identify for me. No, that's not how that shit works. Whatever. Pat Robertson, shut the fuck up. Quit talking about stuff like it's a fact when it's not. Like, you do not understand the word consent. There's one word. One word destroys that entire argument. And you will never hear that word out of their mouth, ever. Because that just also destroys their fan base. Because their fan base is not rational. They are not a rational group of people. I'm sorry. But ultra, like, I'm talking ultra right wing and ultra left wing, either one of you are not normal, rational people. And if you've ever paid attention to society, we all tend to get along better when there's compromise and we all sort of meet in the middle. Whether you want to believe that or not is left up to debate. But I'm telling you, look it up because it's the truth. All right? All right. So that does it for me, y'all. I don't know. I've been bitching and pitching a fit this whole time. Talked about that Gawker thing, then talked about Pat Robertson, whatever. But this is the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to the Crab Diving Network. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Go have me another cocktail. Follow me on the Twitter at the H Wood Hick. Also follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And yeah, that's it. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Be good and stay out of trouble. I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye. Boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo lamb, boo. Two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang, Greg Lang now.